My name is Asia, and I'm proud and curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi, welcome to the sixth episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about something that may be a little bit daring to you. It is for me. We're talking about how to big chop to the extreme and rock a military cut. Since it's the month of love, in this episode, we're talking about self-love and being confident within yourself by being free of your hair and those standards. Today, we're talking with Asia Huggins. Thank you all for your support on our social media. Would love to see you engage more on there, so make sure you are following us on Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. As always, any links we reference will be in the show notes. And if you're curious to see Asia's healthy scalp, head over to one of them and give her some love. So let me go ahead and introduce my actual sister, Asia. We're half sisters, we have different moms, and we're actually 7 years apart, but I've always felt so close with her, and I've looked up to her even though I'm actually taller than her. She's been slaying everyone with her super short haircut for about 5 years, and she shares some really inspirational insight in this episode. Also, stay tuned for the fire round of the Curly Five at the end of this episode. Let's get into it. Hi, Asia. Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, we're so excited. So go ahead and tell them about yourself. You're amazing.
Okay. I'm Asia. I live in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm about 15 or 20 minutes away from D.C. I am a content developer by day and a writer, Black feminist, and all around agitator at night. I am Sierra's sister, as she's already said. And thank you for having me. I'm really proud of you. And I'm just so excited to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited because she's like the super confident one, and I always look up to her, and I'm like, I just should do it. And we always talk to each other and give each other advice and push each other towards our goals. So this is one of them. Yes.
Accountability is key.
Yeah, you got to have an accountability partner. Can't talk. But yeah, I don't think I've really talked to you about your hair. I remember, like, you know, daddy always says the story about how you were born and like your hair was covering your face and you just had so much hair. And I'm always like, oh gosh, like, was I born bald? Like,
yeah, he likes to tell that story a lot. I've always had a lot of hair, which I think is why it was such a big shock when I cut it all off. But yeah, I'm glad you look up to me for confidence, because I actually feel the same way about you. I say all the time that I just want your life. And you have long hair too. So
yeah, but even when I was younger, like in my episode, I talked about like when you got a perm, I wanted to get a perm. And like, I mean, we didn't live together growing up, but I still would be like, like, what is my sister doing? And we're like 7 years apart. So yeah. It's like, I always wanted to be more grown up to play with you. You'd be watching Degrassi. I wouldn't want to play Barbie dolls.
Shout out to Drake, for real.
I was always like, why are you watching Degrassi? Let's play Barbies. You were like, stop.
I was going through growing pains. I just wanted to be an adult, and I wasn't.
You always watch the like weirdest stuff. It was either that or like
crime stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like people dying. What were those shows?
I still like that.
It'd be like people dying.
I still like that.
But I guess we could just start, like, because I don't know a lot about your hair story. I'm just telling you what I've seen. But I know there was a lot more going on. And then, like, just different things you witnessed or people you looked up to with your hair. So maybe you could start telling us about it when you were younger.
Okay.
When you started to notice.
Yeah, when I was younger and I had really long hair, a lot of my friends had relaxers starting from like a very young age. Like I remember in elementary school, most of my friends had had relaxers by then. I was still getting my hair hot combed. I don't know if you ever, you've had your hair hot combed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, I was.
I still have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
It's like black and brown.
I know. It looks like a weapon. I don't even know why I was putting it in my hair. But yeah, so I used to get my hair hot combed maybe like once or twice a month. But my mom, because my hair was really soft and long and it was like naturally curly, she was afraid to let me get a relaxer. But when I turned 13, she let me get one. And I loved everybody's reaction. You know, everyone had always told me how pretty my hair was and how long and beautiful it was. But I just felt way more confident with this relaxer because everyone around me had one.
Oh.
But little did I know, like it was starting to make my hair thin a little bit. It wasn't growing as fast as it used to grow. Mm-hmm. But I still liked it. It was still long and it was still full. But I noticed an immediate shift, obviously. So when I went to college, I started to cut my hair just little by little, an inch here, a few inches, you know, here and there. And so one day I cut it. So maybe like my jawline, I had kind of like a bob.
I remember that.
In the back. Yeah. And I loved it. I felt confident. I felt like I looked more mature. I wanted to get like a grown-up job and everything. Like I felt better, you know, the shorter it got. And as time went on, I was still getting relaxer. So from the time I was 13 until I was maybe about 24, I was getting relaxers twice a year. Yeah. And so eventually I cut off the relaxers had done so much damage that I just felt like it was best to cut it all off and start over. I have been doing a lot of research on relaxers and I saw this documentary by Chris Rock called Good Hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that really changed a lot for me. And once I saw that, I started to do more research on relaxers and realized that they had a lot of negative side effects. And so I thought to myself, okay, so I've been natural before, so I'll just cut it all off. I tried to do it in stages where, like, I would just cut a little bit, let it grow, cut a little bit, let it grow. Like, that's how I planned on growing my perm out. That's what people called it, growing my perm out. And it just didn't seem like it was going fast enough. So one day after work, I just went to my regular barber. At the time I had a mohawk where it was long in the middle and shaved on the sides. And I told her just,
what?
Yeah. And I had it like, I wanted it to look like Rihanna, like when she was doing the Good Girl Gone Bad with like the top. Yeah, like that's what I wanted to look like, but it just didn't, it never came out like that.
What? I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I need some pictures.
This was when I moved to Virginia. And I didn't, I didn't have a stylist or anything. So I was doing my own perms and washing, sitting under the dryer and all this other stuff. The only thing I did was I went to the barber shop.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, it was a mess.
You were doing your own perms.
Yeah. My mother used to put relaxers in people's hair, and she did it for me a few times. So I just went and bought one day and put it in my hair. And then I didn't get a lot of them. I only got maybe two a year. So I just learned how to do it myself.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. But after a while, I got tired of doing that and, you know, having to wash it and then roll it so that the top was always fluffy and it looked right. Like, so I went to the barber shop and I said, just shave it all off. I'm done. I want to be done with it. I'm going to start all over.
What year was this? And
this was 2000, I'm going to say 13.
When you shaved it off.
Because Terrence was on deployment. My husband was on deployment. And I just cut it off. And I posted a picture on Facebook and because most people had known me with long hair. And even though they had seen the stages of my short, my bob, and when I had it tapered in the back, mm-hmm. it was still a shock to everyone. And so I cut it, and I got a lot of good feedback from strangers and negative feedback from people in my life. Mm-hmm. Or not necessarily negative, but people were just, they felt concerned that I had done that.
Hmm. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel like everybody was being hella dramatic. My mom's friend always says, like, it's just hair. Yeah. It'll grow back. It's not like you're cutting your leg off or your arm. It's hair. It'll grow back, and it'll grow back the way you want it to, because you can do anything with it. So, that's kind of carried me over the years. Just the idea of I can do anything to this head of mine and it's going to be okay because it's my head. Mm-hmm. And, I had to make decisions that were best for my health, for one, because the relaxers were not healthy. And then also just for my sanity, because keeping up with hair was just a lot for me. I felt overwhelmed mm-hmm. at times. And because I was in a new city, I didn't have a stylist. So part of the big chop was out of convenience. Part of it was because I was afraid for my health. And the other part was just because I wanted to do something different. I wanted to not be the tall, brown-skinned girl with long hair. You know, I wanted to be known as something other than what I looked like.
Yeah. What were your initial feelings when you, like, when he turned you around or when you saw your hair getting shaved off? How were you feeling then?
I felt strangely liberated. I think that my hair, because I had carried so much of my pride and my self-confidence in my hair, and when I was getting it shaved and I was looking in the mirror, I just felt all of that superficial stuff just like come off. Like it was literally like I just unpacked it. Every time she put the razor across my head, like I felt free. And I knew that my life would change because I would have to determine my self-worth, not based on the length of my hair or the relaxer or what kind of style, but I would have to be confident in myself. So yeah. It was a life-changing, it seems like a small thing, but it was really a life-changing moment for me. I haven't been the same since.
I didn't know that you were like really fed up with the relaxer. I just thought you wanted something different. I mean, I guess that was part of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how the relaxer was affecting your hair. Because it just always looks so silky and, you know, I just thought you wanted it short, you know?
Yeah, and that's the
really
illusion.
Yeah.
That's the illusion of the relaxer. It's like, you know, it looks great, but my hairline started to thin. And actually, maybe the last 2 years that I did relaxers, my hairline started to recede a little bit. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and that's hereditary because daddy's hairline kind of is receding. But like, so I, so part of it is
no, don't tell me that.
And then I started to get really bad headaches whenever I would get a relaxer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I started to get headaches. And I talked to my barber about it one day, and she was like, she had actually, she used to do relaxers in her shop, and she stopped because she found out that it can cause cancer. It does cause migraine headaches if you get them too often and have them for a long period of time. So like when people give their kids relaxers at three, like the kitty kids is what they call them. Mm-hmm. And they're getting relaxers every year, a few times a year until they're an adult, you know, that causes damage. So,
brain damage.
Yeah. Not in a drastic way or not. It wouldn't be as if you had an accident or something like that, but it just slowly eats away at the epidermis, like the on your scalp.
Oh, and, yeah.
And so that causes a lot of issues. Yes, it makes your hair weaker. It can do damage to your scalp, and then also it can cause skin damage as well. So. Yeah, it's just like I said, health was a really big reason as well.
Yeah, and since you have been getting it from a child, you probably were like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, I was just like,
what's going on with my scalp?
Right, right. And I actually remember getting a really bad relaxer. One of my friends at the time did it for me when I was in college, and I had,
what?
Yeah, and I had scabs like all over my head. It was terrible. Like,
I remember it burning, but I don't know if I've ever seen like a scab.
It is
from that.
So bad. It's so bad. Like, and I remember showing it to this guy I was dating at the time, and he was just like, girl, what is this? Like, it can get bad. And especially, you know, I just let, you know, she was a friend. She didn't have a cosmetology license. I was just like, hey, yeah, can you do this? So,
I just watched this viral video of this white girl putting a perm on her head. Did you
no.
see that?
Why would she do that?
I don't know why. I still don't know why she did. I like watched several videos, like people reacting, and then she had like follow up videos. But apparently she thought it was going to help condition her hair. And she was like, she put this creamy substance on her hair and left it in for the time it was supposed to be in. And then she gets in the shower and she's like trying to wash it out. And as she's washing it out, her hair is just like coming out as she's like combing the shampoo through her head. And like gobs and gobs of her hair is just coming out. And she just like kept trying to get all of the perm out. And the more and more she did it, she felt like her hair was just coming out more and more. And she had bleached her hair before this.
Oh, honey.
So her hair was already damaged. Yeah. So her hair was just like, the perm was just eating it like off. And she was just so sad. And she like didn't even want to see herself because she just kept seeing all her hair like in the drain.
I can't imagine.
And she just put a towel in her head. And her friend was like, yeah, this is bad, because she didn't want to look at it. Then she tried to go to the hair salon and was like, can y'all fix it? And
no,
they
ma'am.
Were like, no,
no, we cannot at all.
I was like, what
oh, my
do?
Goodness. I couldn't imagine. But and honestly, not just with relaxers, but with any hair care products, you do have to be careful with the ingredients.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff that we put in our hair is not natural. It's not meant to go in our hair. So that's another thing that I've tried to be conscious of since I cut my hair, is just, what am I putting on my scalp? What am I, you know, am I getting nourishment or am I stripping something that I need? Even with a lot of shampoos, you know, if I can't read the ingredients, if I can't pronounce every word, I'm not going to buy it.
I've been thinking about cutting my hair off, and I keep going back and forth, but mostly I'm like kind of lazy, but at the same time, I do want to try something new. Like I want to try like just something bold, because I feel like I do like rely on my hair too, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how I look, let me just fix my hair and then maybe I'll look a little bit better. I don't know, like,
right? Yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of women go through, you know. I remember growing up and my mom being like, your hair is your glory. I think that's a Bible verse or something. And she'd be like, your hair is your, she'd say, my hair is my glory. But, you know, I just, and I understand from a traditional standpoint why she felt like it was best for me to keep my long flowing hair. But I just, after a while, I became too dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if you want to do, are you thinking about doing the big chop, like shave it completely like mine, or?
I don't know. Like everywhere I go, I see people with shaved heads. I'm like, is this a trend? Like what's going on? I don't know. Maybe either that or I want it like kind of short, but curly still. Gotcha. I have no idea, but I just don't know how my head will look, because I know I'm going to look like, I feel like I'm going to look like a boy, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to be like face beat every day.
But you know what? Like, I don't wear a lot of makeup and I don't wear jewelry sometimes. And people do mistake me for a boy. Like if I have,
really?
On a hood, yeah, if I have on a hood or something.
So how do you deal with that?
I just say, I mean, once they realize I'm a woman, it just is what it is. Like, I don't feel offended by it. You know, I know that there are a lot of gender stereotypes, and I won't get into them because as a feminist, I could go on and on and on about them. But, you know, people feel like traditionally women should have long hair and makeup and earrings, and that's how you distinguish a woman from a man. But women, I've met so many women that have the same haircut that I have, and they look great. It looks wonderful. Yeah. In them, makeup, mm-hmm. jewelry or not, you know, they just look
That's
great.
True. So I don't think you look like a boy.
Plus, your
head's smaller than mine, so.
I've been mistaken for a boy a few times, but it doesn't offend me. I just tell people, usually when I take my hood off and they're like, oh, you're a woman. I'm like, it's okay. It just is what it is. I mean, it's an honest
mistake. I would have like the most attitude.
I know.
Like, really? Okay, thanks.
One time I was Terrence and I were at a restaurant and the waiter called me sir or something, and Terrence got really offended by it, but I was just like, it happens.
Oh.
Yeah, it happens. Who cares? It is what it is. So.
So you just get like numb to it. You're like, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And then the confidence also that I have, you know, I feel great with this haircut. I've never felt this confident with long hair. So I don't mind it at all.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's about how you feel. So it really doesn't matter what people say, because at the end of the day, they're not going to be there.
Right, right.
So why did you, I guess that's part of why you've decided to keep it. Is there any other reasons why you've decided to keep your hair that short? Like, because you keep your hair mostly buzz cut or like fade. I don't know the terms.
Yeah, I call it the G.I. Jane.
Okay.
Usually when I get it cut, I get it cut really, really, really short, mm-hmm. Like a military style haircut, just because it grows so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I've kept it this way mostly out of laziness, to be honest with you. Like, my plan was to grow my hair out and like start fresh and have this natural curly afro, or maybe get some locks. But every time I started to grow it out a little bit, I got frustrated because I had to dive back into getting different hair care products and things like that. And so I've just kept it this way just because it's easier. And if I want long hair, I have wigs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just easier to maintain. Like, I can just get up and go with this hairstyle. And then because we primarily live on military bases, it's a lot easier to go into the barbershop and say, hey, give me a regular military cut and keep it moving.
No.
You know, it's a lot of it is just convenience and laziness. But also, you know, I like the way, like when I wear big earrings or if I do wear makeup or have on certain outfits, like I feel like the strong, I don't know, African queen, like, so I've just always wanted to hold on to that feeling. So I just kept it short over the years.
Yeah, there's definitely like a lot to learn it with your hair, like in different stages, because it does different things and it wants different things and all right. kind of stuff. So, yeah, I've been feeling like that, too, just because I don't know like what my hair needs right now. But I mean, yeah, it's just a big learning process. And right. you definitely can't like neglect it, just not do it. So it's like,
I
want to wash my hair every week. Like,
right. And it's a really big decision to make. You know, I will say, I think you would look great with short hair.
Really?
But I will say, yeah, I do. I think that you have a gorgeous face. And I know you think your head is big. I think our whole head. But honestly, I think that you would look great. You have a beautiful face and you have a great bone structure, which a lot of people don't have. So no tea, no shade. But I think you look great. I think you would look absolutely gorgeous with short hair. And then that way.
I feel like I'm going to do it. Yeah. I don't know when, though.
And then when you cut it, you can just start all over. And so whatever you've wanted to do to your hair, you can start fresh. You cut it all off and start the process all over.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of want to grow my hair really big and then shave it off. But then I feel like that's just an excuse. So I don't know.
It's just an excuse.
It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'm going to like FaceTime you. And then you're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's literally what it was for me. Like I went to the barbershop to get my normal cut. And when I was driving to the shop from work, I was like, you know what? I'm just done with this. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. It was a spur of the moment decision, but it turned out to be a really, really good one.
So what's your advice to like anybody that may have been thinking about it too, but like, I don't know, like, what's that? What was that? The like that little thing inside of you that was just like, I'm just going to do it. And what made you like follow through with actually saying, can you cut all my hair off? And, you know, that whole process of her being like, are you sure? And then it's like, yes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, she asked me like 3 times. She was like, are you sure?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you're like, I already said it once. Please leave me alone.
Like, just do it. Just get it off. And it really was just a spur of the moment decision. I just wanted better for myself as far as like my self-esteem and knowing my self-worth outside of my long hair or soft hair, however people wanted to describe it. And then again, like I said, also just having to maintain it. It was just a lot. And I had just started in my career and things were starting to pick up. So, and I got married. So there was just a lot going on and I just didn't want to take the time out to do it anymore. My advice to people who are thinking about doing it is just do it. Like my mom's friend says, it's just hair. It'll grow back and it'll grow back the way you want it to grow back. So, you know, just go for it. If you think about it too much, you're never going to do it. You'll always put it off. You'll always find an excuse. Just go for it.
Do you think it'll be better to do like what you did, kind of like go shorter and shorter and shorter and then buzz cut? Or like, I don't know, because I remember talking to Sammy and she went from like, she shaved all her hair off too, but she went from like having hair from to her shoulders, and then she cut it all off after she took her dreads all out and didn't know what to do with her hair. But it was so drastic for her that she like wanted to hide. I don't know. I mean, everyone probably has a different reaction.
And I think it really just depends on your self-esteem mostly. Like I cut it when I was going through my phases with my short hair. Each time it got shorter, I felt more confident. But that's not everybody's experience. So I think you really just have to gauge what's right for you. But I think once you get that, once you have that spark inside of you that says, okay, I want to do it, just go ahead and do it. You don't even have to do the phases. Don't reclaim your time. Don't just do what you need to do.
Yeah, I guess that's true too, because even just however short you cut it, like however you feel comfortable, like you know how you really feel.
Yeah,
that's probably exactly what you should do.
Though, it's, you know? It really all depends on how you feel about yourself. And cutting it in phases might help you get an idea of what you would look like once you chop it all off. So that could be good. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because also it could be one of those things where you kind of put off the big chop because you're like, you know, it gives you time to kind of stall. So for me, it was best to just do it all at one time. Once I did finally do the big chop, just be done with it. If I could go back, I don't think I would have done it differently. I think I still would have done the phases of short hair. But I would have been more proactive in trying to strip my hair of the relaxer.
Yeah, I guess it's just that process. Like, you needed that time to, like, be ready, you know, to get ready to do that. So, hey, who knows how? I don't know what I'm going to do, but one day it will. I do feel like I do want to do it one day, but I don't know, like, how I want it to even be styled. That's why I just think, like, oh, shaving it all off would be easy, because it'll just be gone. I don't have to worry about it. But then I'm like, ooh, would I want to, like, dye my little short little strings of hair? And like, I don't know, like, I feel like, but then that's not really healthy.
It's better than having a relaxer and dye and, you know, heat and whatever else. I've actually been thinking about growing my hair out just a little bit so I can dye it blonde. Just to do something different. When you have this short hairstyle, it can get kind of redundant. You know, you just look the same all the time. So I want to do something different and just kind of play with it a little bit. So I'm thinking blonde. One of my friends suggested that I do like red or something like that. But I don't know if red would show up very well. I don't know if it would be that much of a change. I guess it just depends on how light or dark the red is.
Yeah, or how bright you want it to be.
Yeah. So I'm leaning more towards blonde.
Do you want like platinum blonde? Yeah. Or
I want like amber rose. Oh, okay. That's the look I'm going for, except I'm dark skinned. But yeah, that's the look that...
Are you going to have like... Are you going to grow it out to where it's like a little curl on the top and then like the platinum blonde?
I actually think I'm going to keep it shaved. Yeah, kind of shorter. I'm going to keep it shaved. And just...
Have you seen Alyssa Ashley?
No, I have not.
She keeps her hair like, it's like kind of shaved, but you kind of brush it a little. She brushes her hair down. And it's like she always makes it blonde. She's super light skinned, so it like blends in with her scalp. Like that's the only other person I know of like that. But I think it's cute. I don't know. She's like really light skinned though.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Amber Rose. She's also light, so it looks great on her. I don't know how it'll look on my skin tone, but I'm willing to try it. If I don't like it, then I just cut it off again.
I think it's about having the right kind of undertone to the blonde. because yeah, sometimes it's too like brassy or different things. So I think it's just more about like what color dye or how you dye it kind of thing. I don't know anything about that. So you probably should go to a hairstylist or something to get it dyed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or at least, you know, just so you can start learning. I mean, you probably can definitely do it by yourself eventually.
And for that, I would want professional help because I might be a mess.
So, and they could help you get it to be the right tone because, like, blonde hair looks good on dark skin people. You just have to make sure you have, like, the right undertones and all that. So. I don't know how to do that, but I've seen it look good.
Yeah,
so.
I'm definitely thinking about it. And I'm excited to see what I can do in the future.
New year, new you?
Yes. Literally every year. So, yeah.
Well, what about your wigs? Like, what kind of wigs do you have? I don't know if I've seen them.
I don't wear them often. I usually only wear them, like, in wintertime when we go into D.C. for, like, basketball games and stuff. Just because it's so cold and the wind can be. Basically. That's probably the one drawback about short hair. It's like the wintertime when that wind hits the neck. It is. It's terrible. It's great during the summer. But so I have my wintertime wigs. I have one that's like shoulder length and kind of curly. And then I have one that's probably a little bit past my shoulder blades. And it's straight and it's black and red. So just ratchetness. Yeah, just ratchet. But it's cute. It makes me feel like a different person when I put them on.
That's cute. I'm going to have to get you a blonde lace front to go with your new blonde do.
Oh, my God. I know. I actually need to get some more wigs. A lot of women are starting to make their own wigs now, which I think is interesting. So I don't know. I thought about looking into that. You can just, you know, make them the way you want them to look.
Yeah, I've like hot glued a wig before. It doesn't last as long as if you sew it, but it was like pretty cool just to like make it, and it still worked out. It was like my first time doing it, but anytime I wear a wig, I don't like to have my hair out anyway, so it would probably be fine if I didn't have any hair, you know,
because
I just get like either a frontal or a closure. So
right.
Wigs are dope, you know. You just change your whole look.
You can literally be a different person.
Yeah, and I like to do it because I don't have to put any heat on my hair. I don't have to mess with my hair. Don't have to worry about it.
Right.
So it's just the wig hair that I can like put heat on or whatever.
Do you prefer wigs or weave?
Wig.
Yeah, me too.
Because I've never had a sew-in. Have you?
I haven't. When braids were popular. I had like braids. But my mother, because my hair was so long, a lot of stylists wouldn't like, they just didn't want to do my hair. Cause you know, you have to use, when your hair is long, you have to use extra bundles, I guess. So a lot of stylists are just like, we're not gonna, back in the day, I don't know how it is now, but you would have to buy.
Yeah, but they could just charge you more.
Yeah, they just didn't want to do the work. That's the thing, because it would take a long time.
They could have made more money.
It would take them a long time, and a lot of them would just be like, nah. So my mother, she gave me cornrows with weave the first time. Yeah, and so it was really cute, and I liked it. It took forever. But I really liked it. And then I got cornrows one more time, I think. And then after that, I've never worn weave after that.
I like the like box braids and stuff. And then I like the crochet braids. So you just like put your hair in like straight backs and then add the hair on top.
It's so cute.
That's really cool. Yeah. And it's like super easy to do. So like I did that a lot in college.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had a sew-in. I don't know if I would want to have one. I just wouldn't want it to look bad because I've seen a lot of ones that don't look good.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of stylists. So I'm just like, I don't know how this is going to look.
Right.
So I'd rather just like a wig because I could just figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's cool. Is that everything? Like, was that all of your future hair plans and everything?
Yeah, for now, I'm just going to focus on trying to figure out whether I want to go blonde or not. And I had my nose pierced, so I'm going to re-pierce it. It closed up. I'm going to re-pierce it. And so I'll do little things to give me a little edge and change up my look. But as far as the length, it will stay short for now.
I saw this other girl, this other YouTuber, not the girl that permed her hair accidentally. This other girl, she had microlinks. I used to have microlinks, but she apparently had like really thick ones. And so it like started pulling her hair out. And so she shaved all her hair off on like this dramatic video. But anyway, she shaved it off and then she like shaved it down like with a razor and it was like shaving cream and everything. And so she has her hair like soup, like it's just starting to grow back in. But I was like, oh, my God, I can't. Everybody's just like up here shaving it away.
It's a lot. I can't wait to see that.
I'm about to send you that, too.
You probably I feel so empowered. Yes. I feel so empowered when women shave their hair. Like that. Like, we are more than our hair.
No, she's loving it. But, yeah, I feel like it's, like, weird because hair is really important, and especially just, like, by how people view you and stuff. But I feel like if you can get away from how people view you and think about how you view yourself, it's like good to just be able to see yourself without that thing, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Cause it's like everyone else is always like, oh, this makes you, you
right. Know? Exactly. I had a girl tell me once, when I still had long hair, I was in high school. I just started high school and I said, you know, I want to cut my hair a little bit. I'm tired of having it long. And, you know, when you're in high school, you think you've grown. And so I just wanted to be a big girl. And this young lady told me, she was like, but if you cut your hair, how are people supposed to know who you are? People know you as the tall, skinny, dark skinned girl with long hair. And if you cut your hair, how are we going to know you? And I remember being like, oh, wow. I have a name. I have like a personality. I'm a whole complete self-actualized being, and I would appreciate being recognized for that. But, you know, like I said, it's, you know, the tradition, you know, people think that women should have long hair and, you know, that you don't. I've noticed a lot of people have stereotypes as far as sexuality when it comes to short hair. People think, okay, well, if you've got this buzz cut or a fade, then you're a lesbian. And that does happen. Lesbians get the cuts, but also straight women, transgender women, people cut their hair. It's okay.
You know, men.
So, men, exactly. I mean, anyone can cut their hair and look fabulous.
So, like, what do you think if, like, this became the trend and, like, every woman just goes out, shaves all their hair off, ain't no women got long hair, like.
I think men would die, first of all.
They would die.
Men would die.
I thought you were going to say then, like, it would switch, like, men would grow long hair and then it would be, like, switch.
Well, there are so many beauty standards for women. And so I think that would just be, that would be an overload for men. I don't know if they would know what to do with themselves. So, yeah.
Really?
But I think that would be pretty cool.
be dope.
That would be pretty cool for people to do that.
Just like walking around, just with their head out.
Yeah, just living your truth as you.
Like what?
As what's right? on top of your head.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a lot of history ties to it. Like, usually when people are like, you know, taken over, they always shave their hair off. And it's like, but it's like if you do it yourself, you know, you're like taking control of that and you can control how you feel and look at yourself differently.
Yeah.
There's so many layers about it.
I know.
It's just
there's a lot that goes into a person's hair, their history, you know, how they feel about themselves. Hair means a lot. And so, and it says a lot about people, you know? So I think that once people learn, like as a collective, to stop associating or their identity to what they look like and associate their identity to what they feel inside. I mean, you can shave your head, you can wear wigs, you can wear weave, you can have a relaxer. You know, it's all about being a self-actualized person. And you don't need hair or a specific style or any beauty standard to be a great person.
Mm. You just be yourself.
Yeah, live your truth.
It's so scary. I don't know.
Is it? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be scary. It's your truth.
Why is it scary?
I don't.
You're like, it's really you out there, maybe.
It is. It's just you. But if you know, if you're a great person and you love yourself and you love the people around you, then it doesn't matter what you look like.
Hmm. That's so cool that you're like so free about it. And you're just like, oh, I don't think about stuff like
that. Yeah,
this.
I mean, because I spent so many years trying to live up to different beauty standards. And so I just, after a while, I just got tired of it. And, you know, now that I don't have hair and I go get my little military cuts and I see what all my friends have to go through with their hair, they're always asking like, what shampoo should I use? How should I style it? Right. What color should it be? And it seems exhausting. And some people enjoy that. You know, some people enjoy experimenting with their hair. I'm just not one of those people. So this style is very freeing for me. I feel confident. I feel sexy. I feel like I can wear anything. I just feel good about me as a person. And I know that when people talk about me, instead of saying the tall, dark skinned girl with long hair, they say Asia the feminist, or Asia the girl who's in school to get her PhD, Asia the content developer, you know, all these other things. Not just Asia the girl with the long hair.
Yeah, that's true. That's so cool that, like, I don't know. This is like the first time I'm looking at it like as a more freeing thing, and it being more personal and about how I feel about myself, you know? And I never really thought about like, yeah, I'm up here, like I've been saying, like, oh, I don't know what to do with my hair. I don't know what products to use. Like, I guess that's like kind of like a little bit of a stressor in my life. And then just like every day, if my hair doesn't look right, then I'm like, what do I need to do to it to look like, you know, look like something, you know? And that's just stuff you don't worry about.
Yeah. And it consumes a lot of your time. Yeah. I literally just wake up when it gets to like a certain length, like maybe a week after I get it cut, I have to brush it. That's when I have to start brushing it. But it's, you know, a 2-second process. I wash it once a week. And I use Talia Wajid because I can read all of the ingredients. and that's it. And I moisturize and keep it moving. I don't really have to do anything. And it's very freeing.
That's cool. Okay, well, that was super inspiring. I guess we can get into these Curly 5 questions. I don't know how I'm going to ask you some of these questions, but
okay.
I guess you kind of answered this. Number one, if you could only have one hair product, what would it be, specific or general?
It would definitely be Talia Wajid, the leave-in conditioner. It smells wonderful and it makes my scalp feel amazing.
Okay, and do you like... instead of number two is wash and goes or twist outs, but you don't do those, so you probably I guess you do wash and goes, but
wash and go.
I was gonna say, like, do you prefer your hair like super short, or do you prefer it when it's brush it down? Do you like that or no?
I actually like it when it's super short. Whenever I have to brush it, I feel annoyed. So the shorter the better. That's why it kind of benefits that I get my hair cut on base, because I mean that's literally how everyone gets their hair cut here. Just shave it. So the shorter the better for me.
Well, I don't know what it's like having short hair, but like, why are you like brushing it? Sorry, this may seem weird. Like, is it like just sticking up, or is it not like, I don't know.
Yeah, it just doesn't all like lay in the same direction. Oh, so I have to
brush it to one direction. Longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not like curling up. It's just kind of like, hey.
Yeah. It's just like, you can kind of tell like, oh girl, you just woke up, didn't you? Like, you know, it's not bad, but okay. At least I notice it. So yeah.
Okay. Number three, if you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
Don't take it so seriously.
Mm.
And do what you want.
Is there anything like, I'm thinking of you when you were 13, you were like, oh, I want to get the relaxer because everyone has a relaxer. You just maybe not get a relaxer.
I would not, and to be honest with you, if I never got a relaxer, I might still have long hair. Just because, like I was saying earlier, my hair is naturally curly and it's really soft. So I hate to say a nice grade of hair, because all hair is nice, but it wasn't hard for me to maintain it, you know, when I didn't have a relaxer. But because everyone around me did it, I was like, I should do this. I want to be a part of the in crowd. I want my hair to be straight. I want it to look European and nice, and I want to flip it. But if you want to have, when you turn your head, you want your hair to turn with you.
Slow.
Yeah. But it's not that serious. It's just hair. So that's what I would say to my younger self. Like, don't take it so seriously. Just do what you want with it.
Okay. What's one tip or trick that you've learned with your shaved head? Like maybe like that you do to keep maintaining it, like when it starts to get out of control or something like that?
The biggest tip that I have, especially for a cut like mine, is to get it cut against the grain. Because when you get it cut, like the way that it naturally goes, it doesn't look like you have a haircut. So I always get mine cut against the grain.
Oh, okay. See, I'm gonna have to call you back up and I'm gonna be like, look, I don't know what to tell the barber.
I've had to try like different inch blades. Like I started out with 2 inches and then went to 1.5, and now I'm at a 1-inch blade. So whenever I go to a barbershop, I say 1 inch against the grain all over, and that's it. It's a simple haircut. Yeah.
Okay. And I think you kind of gave advice. I don't know if you have any other advice for someone looking to embrace their natural hair or embrace their scalp.
Yeah, you are more than your hair. That's the best advice I can get. You are more than your hair. You are allowed to do whatever you want to it, but just make sure you're being healthy and make sure you're happy.
Hmm. Do you ever think you'll grow your hair back, or do you just love it? You know, you don't think about it.
Sometimes I think maybe when I get older, I might grow it out. But I really like it this length. Again, you know, I can buy hair. I could go buy as many wigs as I need to. So for now, I think it'll stay like this. But who knows what the future might bring.
That's true. I mean, it's all about just being able to talk to yourself and do what you feel comfortable, just like dyeing your hair, like how you want to dye your hair, just saying, yeah, something I want to do, and just
go for it.
Doing it, I guess. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You just have to go for it. You know, it's,
cause it grows back. Yeah. It'll come back. Yeah. Unless you keep like not being healthy with it.
Exactly. And that's why being healthy is a key. whether you have long or short hair, having a healthy scalp is so important. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for being on my show. And
no problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, do you have any like socials or anything you want people to follow you on or?
Yes.
I know. Shameless self-promotion.
You can find me on Twitter at WriterFeministX. The W, F, and X are capitalized. And I'm on Instagram. Geechee Goddess is my name. And I think it's all lowercase.
I'll just put it all in the show notes as well. And Instagram. So you can
awesome.
Put the links.
Thank you for having me. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. This episode's probably a mess, but I'm so inspired now, and I may just be cutting off my hair soon. Who knows? Anyone with me? Anyways, here's a few takeaways from today's episode. Number one, be careful with any products you put in your hair and be sure to research it and its ingredients. Number two, if you're thinking about cutting your hair, just go for it. Number three, it's just hair. It will grow back. Number four, your hair does not define you. And number five, make sure you're being healthy and make sure you're happy. That wraps up episode 6 of the Proud and Curly podcast. If you felt like this episode was helpful and inspiring, be sure to share it with someone who needs to hear it. And go ahead and check out the last few episodes if you haven't heard them. Also, shout out to Asia's husband, my brother-in-law, who does music on the podcast. Be sure to follow him and check him out as well. And I'll talk to you guys next week. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.